This is RSB in the Update, episode 241, recorded Wednesday, January 27th, 2010. All good things must come to an end. Hello, everybody. We thank you once again for joining us on this episode of RSB and the Update that is known as episode 241.
Shane, I think that counts as a lame intro.
Oh, I promised you I wouldn't, but at least I didn't say it was going to be a spectacular show like I did last week or some other kind of thing, you know?
Any crap like that, yeah.
Yeah. So, this is Brad's last show before he ships out to join the RAF and begin rigorous training in order to become
rigorous.
A linguist.
Yes, a linguist.
And you're going to be... We'll talk more about that later, but we'll talk about what you're going to be doing. So.
There's a third person in the room. I'm sure you're all wondering, who is it? Well, most of you probably know.
Come on,
introduce
come
yourself,
out of the closet.
Man.
Come on.
Come out of the closet. Oh, that was totally inappropriate.
Thank you, Shane. What an intro.
Yes, and that is Chief Snake, Brad too. So we are going to be continuing on with another Brad.
I'll be here in name, if not in spirit.
Yes. I've got a plan to make sure you're here in spirit also.
Okay.
Which we'll discuss later. So.
Creepy.
So you guys all probably know Chief Snake by now. He doesn't enjoy snakes for some reason, but that's just his name. He's been around since early days of RSBNB, and he's got 99 farming like me. So you're in good hands. We'll take care of you as Chief Snake is your new caretaker. As if,
that also sounds creepy.
Well, no, it's like we're the parents and all our listeners are our subjects and our children, you know?
So we're getting a divorce and you're remarrying. That's
no.
What you're saying.
No.
No. Yeah. Basically, anyway, yeah. I'd put it that way. Sorry, Brie. It was Shane's idea.
It's what? Better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all.
Whatever you say there. Whatever you say. Anyways, we were supposed to have something called a RuneScape update this week, but it's been pushed back to next week because of a game engine problem which made certain models of NVIDIA cards not able to run RSHD.
Strange.
So they posted this yesterday saying, oh, no update, engine troubles, so...
Did they post a list of the cards that were having trouble?
No, they just said NVIDIA, I think.
Well, I've got an NVIDIA and mine's been fine.
Yeah, well, they haven't pushed the update out, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. So it was for this unreleased update, sorry.
Yeah, so... And it was running under Windows Vista. So that wouldn't be either of us, but...
But Vista is practically 7 anyway.
Yeah, but you never know how many people out there are on Vista. That'd be something that'd be interesting to know from JAGEX. How many of them are running XP, Vista 7, and OS X,
yeah,
and...
Didn't they release those specifications, or was...
No,
they not release them? Am I just imagining things?
They never made them public. The only things they made public were the human-entered ones in the poll, in which people didn't know what a browser was. So I wouldn't put much faith in that.
People could lie.
Yeah.
Or just get it wrong through ignorance.
Anyways, so ideas. Brad? What do you think next week's update is going to be?
I'm hoping it's not going to be the new scale. If it comes on a Monday or Tuesday, if it comes on Wednesday or Thursday, I don't give a shit if it is the new scale. I don't know. Something small would be nice. It doesn't really matter because I don't have to talk about it anymore. I don't care what it is.
Okay. Chief?
Something big would be nice then, just for the fact that I'll be able to talk about it. But otherwise, no. I don't know. I mean, it is the game engine update, so you've got to expect something pretty impressive.
Something that hasn't been done before.
Possibly.
Because if you think about it, the game engine... is basically in everything, and there have been quests that have needed new game engine updates, particularly if you guys remember the Garden of Tranquility quest.
Yes.
It needed a game engine update to move the statues. But we also needed a game engine update for farming. So we also need a game engine update for Impetuous Impulses. So it could be anything. Could be anything. But
what you've just said, it's most likely to be a quest or a skill. And I would say of those two, it's more likely to be a quest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually probably going to lean towards quest, because if you look at the max quest points, they're at 298.
Mm.
But there have been a spate of quests released recently.
Yeah, but they've done that in the past before.
Mm.
Another thing was, on the weekend, there is that strange power thing everywhere.
So, yeah.
Was that free to play as well?
I don't know.
Oh, good question.
Because if it wasn't free to play, we could certainly limit it to not being the new skill, because we know the new skill is going to be free to play.
We didn't actually have, well, we don't even have any free to play members to confirm that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let alone people who
strange.
Saw that. I don't know, but
some sort of thing we should have researched. Whoops.
Yeah.
Oh well, it's sort of like Majora's thing. Kind of people are saying so. I don't know.
Oh no!
Which would suggest a quest.
Yeah, I know. So I don't know. Personally, I hope it's a quest, so we don't have to rush through and update all our signatures and stuff, which I'm probably going to do this weekend just to cover ourselves, so we're not running frantically next week. So. Yeah, but speaking of that, if anybody wants to submit a stat signature, we have a topic on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com that tells you how. And if you made an old stat signature, send me a PM. Give me some ideas on how you'd like to rework your sig for a new skill. That's pretty much all we got in RuneScape updates this week. Not much of an update, just a forum posting by mod Emily, and further clarified by mod Nick.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
thanks a lot, Jagex.
You know, I was hoping it would be like a really big week, you know, but I guess not. Moving on to questions now. We got 3 audio questions this week. Everybody who wanted to get in before Brad says goodbye. So first off, we'll start with one from Marco.
Hello, Brad, Shane, and the new host. As I sit here studying, I was wondering how long you take to study for large tests, such as midterms and finals. Also, what do you do to study for those tests? Because I usually just read over my notes while listening to music and doing something easy on RuneScape like woodcutting. That is all. Have a good time in the area, Brad. Marco. Cheese balls.
What is cheese balls?
What was that?
Some sort of cheese crisp?
Oh. Ew.
Whatever you potato chips, I believe Americans call them.
Yeah, I
don't
know.
But is that cheese?
So, Brad, why don't you enlighten us? How do you plan to study for your language exams,
Shane,
that will be coming?
What you lot didn't hear before the show was Shane doubted my ability to learn a new language because I'm not very academic. I think that was below the belt, don't you? I thought it would be sad I'm leaving and he's just acting out by trying to insult me. You decide. Anyway, as I posted on the a topic about this on the forums, and I posted there, I never used to revise for exams here. I don't think I've revised for one exam, any of my last exams anyway, and I still got pretty much A's in all of them, which shows what a joke the British education system is, or how bright I am, you pick one of the two. But any time I had to do any sort of long work, anything that would take me a long time or was quite arduous, I always had to sort of seclude myself from everything and everyone, you know, remove every single distraction and just sit there in silence. That's what I had to do. I can't have any kind of distraction.
Right, I just read that in the topic now. Yeah, that is the complete opposite to me, I suppose.
That's my answer.
Or I do that sometimes, I guess. I mean, if I am actually studying at home, then that's what I have to do. Shut myself away, but what I posted on the forums is that the best tip I could give you is to find a friend or two who are studying the same things you are and invite them over or something. For example, another friend has grabbed me to the bus 2 years to help with fruit pie. That's not going to help anyone. Find people who study the same stuff and study with them. I think that works.
And when you do such a an arrangement like that, make sure that you are actually studying and not watching movies.
Helpful
hey,
tip.
We never did that.
Well, I think you might have once or twice.
No. Well.
Shane, what do you think you are? His dad or something? Or his
yeah,
mom?
I do actually. I do.
Yeah, you'll be surprised how many people have actually commented on that. Or maybe you wouldn't be so surprised.
I don't know. As for me, it depends on the type of course. If it's a course that involves actually doing things, like, for instance, a programming course, the best thing I find is to look at old programming type of things where, in the past, that weren't exactly clear on how this was done, and then make myself clear on those. If it's something theory-based, what I try to do is I try to do a top-down perspective, whereas I try to get a general overview of what it's about, then drill down into the specifics. And the process for doing that is to take, for instance, the notes you're given or that you take, go through each heading and say, do I know something, a few points about this? If not, go into those and then learn more about each of those few points. And then do that for each chapter on a chapter-by-chapter basis. And then hopefully you'll have enough time to get through. Another thing I find incredibly useful is using your head. Use your head and try to think, well, is this a secondary concept or is this a primary concept?
Is this your intent or rear
that's
end?
One
or?
Way to...
Well, no, seriously, if you're in some sort of course and there's a whole bunch of things, there's likely to be sub-concepts that aren't as important as the main concepts. Most often you should just focus on the primary concept, you know? Like, for instance, if you're in a calculus course, you should focus on learning the laws rather than actually trying to remember certain problems and ways of doing them. That's the best analogy I can give.
Mm-hmm. Or you could glue something to the wall that says bang head here for stress reduction. I don't know. I just saw that the other day.
Brain cell reduction.
Yeah, I don't think that would be a good idea.
No way, Shane.
I think your skull might crack or the wall might crack.
Shane, you always have to say things that are so profound and thoughtful.
Insightful?
No, not insightful. Oh. Stupid. Oh. That's the word I was looking for.
Okay. Anyways. Moving on, that was from Marco, an RSBNB informer who wishes Brad well. Next one is from a fellow named Wolves Ponyu.
Dear Shane, Brad, and new host, I love hearing the podcast every single week, so when I heard that Brad was no longer going to be a part of it, I decided to send in a question. But firstly, I'd like to welcome the new host and ask him if he's going to be more like Brad and be comedic, or be more like Shane and be more on topic. But Brad, are you still going to play RuneScape while you're in the army, even if you don't really have time for it? And secondly, are you going to consider not going to the army? Because I know, like myself, many others do not want you to go and would rather you stay. But Shane, thanks for all the help with me posting this, as I sent you many PMs asking how to do such stuff. But thanks, and I'll see you guys later. We'll spawn you out.
I think to start with, he says, are you going to be more like Brad and be more comedic, or like Shane and be more on topic? I don't think Shane is on topic all of the time. What do you think about that, Shane?
Yeah, you know, this show isn't on topic all the time. It's kind of like a bouncing ball,
fun.
You know?
You're probably the one who takes it off topic most of the time. But
No. Paul does that.
Yeah, and I'm the one who makes
Paul
jokes about that.
Paul is the one
exactly.
Who does
so Brad gets the blame. It's all
not
you
Brad's
read.
Fault.
Exactly, it's not Brad's
That's
fault.
That's what we're saying. We're saying it's your fault.
No, it's not. It's Paul's fault.
Whose fault is it?
Paul, PFK99's.
Why is it his fault?
Because he always comes up with these sick things in his head.
What?
All right, Shane.
He started to be like Hitler.
What?
How come Germany lost the war? It was the Jews. The Jews, I tell you. Why? Just was. Whose fault is it? It's Paul's fault. Why? Because he has sick ideas in his head.
Well, just remember to the clip show, you know, and think of some of the things we talked about.
Shane, everybody has those kind of thoughts. It's just you. You just try
to
pretend you don't.
I don't.
Yes, you do. But anyway.
Yeah, it's you, Shane.
Dragging it off topic again, Shane. Bad.
Exactly.
Oh, dear.
I will be a bit of both, I think. Unfortunately, yeah. I'm quite a bit too much like Shane. But I'm trying to... I mean, no one can take over Brad's position. No one can replace Brad. But I'm going to do what I can.
Okay. Second part?
What was the second part?
Was it?
Oh, are you going to still play RuneScape when you're in the RAF?
Doubtful.
And is there a chance that you might not go because...
I'm not going to say no, never, because I don't know the situation. Maybe there may be the odd time where I'm on my own with nothing else to do in a computer, in which case I may well log on to RuneScape. But as long as, you know, there are people around...
Oh, God.
Then I probably won't. But it's... I certainly won't play as much as I play at the moment. I don't really play that much at the moment. But I won't disappear altogether from RuneScape.
Okay.
Not many decisive answers.
No, and if enough people wanted, he's wondering if you'd could reconsider.
Well, it's a bit late in the day now. I mean, I'm due to start training next Wednesday in a week's time. This time next week, I'll be there. Don't really want to say bye-bye on a potential 20, 30-year career just to present a RuneScape podcast, which I do out of interest one night a week. Plus, I think, you know, I've done this for, what, 3 years? 3 years?
I don't know.
I think as much as people enjoy listening to me, it's time for some fresh blood, and it's time for me to go now. And yeah, I think the amount of time I've posted has been enough, and I think if I was to stay any longer, or if I had stayed any longer, it may have diminished people's liking of listening to me. So
no,
just be happy.
I don't think so.
I think it would have. I think people should be happy that I'm leaving while they still enjoy listening to me, because, you know, I could push it on another year or two and they might all get sick of me, and better to leave in good circumstances.
It's like a coming of age. It's like what Chief said earlier, you know, it's like you've grown up now, it's time for you to leave the house.
That's very true. That is.
Well, then why are you still hosting, Shane?
Yeah, exactly.
Because
I think it's time you moved on, Shane.
Because as you mentioned before, it's kind of like a subject, kind of a children kind of thing, you know? So, and then it's now time for Chief to step into those roles and fulfill the same.
Go on, Shane. Go on, Shane. Hand it over. I'll just host with Paul or someone.
Yeah.
Color.
Paul and Chief. That would be like a dream team. Get rid of Shane.
Yes.
But anyway, just basically, I think the whole bullet point of that rambling, incomprehensible rubbish was, you know, things have to change, and just be happy that, you know, better to love, listened, and enjoyed than never to have enjoyed at all.
Brad? Brad.
So, yep.
Nine words. The more nine things words. Change, the more they stay the same.
Well, no, they're not staying the same, Shane, because I'm
going. Yes, they are! Yes, they are!
That's 10 words, Shane.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just have a problem counting like that.
Because he's emotional.
No, I think I might have a slight case of dyslexia. Because...
You say that now.
Yeah, I know, because I was looking for a certain clip, and it was RSBNB update 95, but I told Paul it was RSBNB update 59, and
that
I
was me.
Swapped the number. Oops.
You also have short... You also have bad memory, because you keep thinking. It's like, you know, you claim I've told you things, and then you
that
take
was Kelsey that last time.
It turns out I never said that to you.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Wolves Pwn You. This next question, I don't know who it's from, so I'm sorry, we don't have a name to call you by.
Hi, it's Jackie Booney. I was just wondering what you guys thought about the Bounty Hunter Plus One worlds. Do you think they're good? And do you think that PvP should have a Plus One worlds and stuff? Because I always liked to have the whole map, but I hated losing all of my stuff now. I used to use the Protect Item Prayer because I don't want to lose a whip or a God Sword or anything like that because I'm kind of poor. So, thanks. Bye.
No comment.
In some ways, I think that PvP is the sort of thing where, you know, there is an inherent risk that you lose your items, and it should be that way. But in other ways, his sort of his comment about I'm poor does sort of maybe, you know, make the case that Plus One Worlds wouldn't be so bad, because maybe people would use them, you know, would be more prone to PK in them and increase the overall popularity. But overall, I think I think Bounty Hunter Plus One is pretty much what people got because they whined. Wasn't it like a big protest?
Yeah.
The changes and Jagex bow to them, so I think, yeah. You know, I think Bounty Hunter is, you know, Bounty Hunter plus one is enough of a compromise for people who want to PK but don't want to lose items. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think a PvP plus one would be ideal because that's not how PvP has been in RuneScape ever since its conception, you know? There's always been a risk, you know?
And there's always been the protect item prayer as well, though.
Yeah, that too, but it just seems as though it's not PvP without the risk. It's like the risk is part of the game.
Yeah, it's a bit like back when they used to have the dueling at the Duel Arena where people used to stake stupid amounts of money and party hats and stuff. I mean, the risk is part of what makes it fun for so many people. Not for me, because I'd hate myself if I lost what it took me, you know, months yeah. to build up in a matter of seconds. But some people like the gambling aspect, and that's why.
Gambling is bad.
Sorry?
Gambling is bad.
Yeah, I actually agree.
You know, we live here in Alberta, and I think we got a gambling problem because there's anti-gambling ads every day on that are it's like appealing to like farmers or something.
What do you bet on out there?
Horses.
Well, oh yeah, horse racing.
Horse
racing
and lottery and casinos.
I went to Greyhound track like last year sometime for my uncle's birthday, and we were putting bets on, but that was like 50p and a pound bet. It's quite fun, actually, but I would never want to do it for any serious amounts of money.
Yeah, you know our old premier, Ralph Klein? He did horse racing once.
He bet on horse racing?
No, he was driving the horse.
Driving the horse? Riding the horse?
Yes. He was in a cart.
You sent it a what? A horse and cart?
Yeah, that's the kind of horse racing.
Oh. No, we don't do that stuff over here. It's just a horse and a tiny little man, usually about 4 foot tall.
Anyways, thank you for that question. Did we cover everything?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, Brad, first text question.
Brad, it will be a shame to see you go. My question is for you. Do you think us Brits should embrace the euro, seeing as our economy is falling like a level 3 soloing the level 6 mugger? okay, I'll do that one first. Euro, that seems to have been a whole debate that's been dropped in Britain for years and years now, but I don't see how necessarily joining the Eurozone would have helped us in the past recession or would help strengthen our economy, because one of the reasons I remember, this was a long time ago, so I'm struggling to remember, but I remember reading a newspaper article a couple of years ago about how one of the main reasons why Britain shouldn't join the euro is because if we join the euro, our interest rates and such would be decided by the European Central Bank, as you know, along with the rest of the eurozone. And Britain has an economy, and in particular a housing market, where a lot more people have variable mortgages, which are dependent upon the current interest rate set by the bank. And obviously, when the Bank of England is setting these interest rates, they can tailor it to the needs of the British people, which will suit Britain and help Britain's economy the best. Whereas obviously, when the European Central Bank is making these decisions, it sort of has to be the Eurozone as a whole, which could have an adverse effect on the British economy and the British housing market. So no, I don't think that joining the Eurozone would necessarily help our economy. Sorry for that incredibly dull answer, but I
thought... Let me say it in a nutshell. If Britain joined, used the euro as their currency, they'd be subject to outside influence, which would ultimately be not good for the people of the country. So,
outside influence. It's just I don't think it's you can't have a one size fits all approach to monetary policy, which I think is what the euro is. We can't all be governed by the European Central Bank. I don't think that's good, and I don't think any good can come from it personally, but.
You know,
so I think it's going to happen sooner or later, though.
It's part of economic globalization in terms of that sort of thing. The only reason I see where you're coming from on that, the only reason I think that it would have been good would have been to simplify trade between the nations there, which, granted, for the EU, that's a perfect thing to do because they're such small countries and they're so close together, they all need to cooperate in terms of trade because... there's so many landlocked countries that don't have ports, so basically. They need to rely on everyone else.
The British economy, even though it's probably substantially different from a lot of its European neighbors, I mean, that's why, I mean, ages ago, you know, in back in the sort of late 80s, there was a great hoo-ha about whether Britain was going to join the exchange rate mechanism. And Thatcher vehemently didn't want to, but that was probably a case of something we should have done. But the fact is, Britain has a monetary system that is substantially different from the rest of Europe. So I think we still need to maintain the independence of having our own bank making decisions for us rather than putting our lot in with everyone else. As much as the rest of Europe may hate us for that.
Yeah, I think what you say there is true, and sometimes when you think it would be ideal and it would be, you got to take into account the difference in cultures and the difference in economies, like you said. So
I think that's in 3 years. That's the only question I've answered entirely seriously. there's a first for you. I probably too seriously, given the way you phrased the question. Sorry for that.
We could go on this could extend this to the NAFTA, you know, if we wanted to, between Canada, U.S. and Mexico, which wouldn't work because, you know, Mexico isn't exactly on the same level as Canada, and Canada's the second, so.
Pretty soon we'll have, probably in, you know, 100 or so years, we'll probably have agreements like the North American Free Trade Agreement and, you know, the Eurozone that'll probably cover the entire world, and we'll all be under one blanket. Which
See, that's what I keep talking about. That's precursor stages to a world government. Maybe you're finally
getting
this.
Which I think is a bad idea.
No. It's not. It's like a loose form of government, and it would be economically at most like this, you know?
The exact arguments I've been making against us joining the Eurozone is that I don't think you can have a one-size-fits-all approach to the world. I think you need to maintain a certain amount of devoluted power to local authorities, whether that be national or smaller than that, sort of in specific cities and boroughs, but I don't think you can have one government that would have the autonomy to govern the entire world well.
Yeah, that's true. You just look at Canada East versus Canada West. But anyways, Chief, you have anything to add regarding New Zealand-Australia relations on that same kind of thing?
Not really. I'm good, thanks.
Okay.
He's probably scared now.
No, I just fell asleep. It's all right.
Yeah, you don't need to get an economics degree to continue doing the show.
Thank you, Shane.
Next part. Shane, I managed to talk about that all right, and apparently I'm not very academic, so he should be fine. Anyway,
continue on.
For Shane, when you introduced the show, could you please try to say the tape properly? That's ironic, considering he said 22nd instead of 27th before we started. Human beings say it's 2010, not 2010. Just me being picky, please forgive me. No, I agree, 2010.
No, you can't say it like that. The and
it's
means there's a decimal.
2010.
2010 implies 2000.1.
It does not.
Yes, it does.
In Shane's weird head, it does.
It does. It does if you look at any math textbook, when they discuss the word and means decimal.
Okay. Not here.
And besides, 2010 is better.
I hear Brad researching that.
We said 1935. We didn't say 1935. You know? I don't know why I chose 1935. But I don't know. I'm just going to say 2010.
Actually, hang on a second. 1910. Yeah, actually, I might be agreeing with you. If you think of dates, you think the world First World War started in 1914. You don't think the First World War started in 1914, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shane may have a point there, sadly. But somehow 2010 seems like 2010.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just something that people like, you know, because it makes it sound more important, you know? So.
Shut up, Shane. A question for the new host. Yes, you will get questions. It's like Christmas. Are you Chief Snake? Please be Chief Snake. Now, that would have been a very awkward question if it was anyone other than Chief Snake.
Yeah, I was thinking that when I was looking at it.
Yes, I'm Chief Snake.
I can't read that person's name. How do you pronounce that?
Wioika. Wioika, something like that. Wioika. I'm sorry if I pronounced your name wrong. Thank you for
Wioika.
Wioika. Wow.
Wioyoyka.
Wioyoyka.
No, I think we translated it wrong.
Wioyoyka. I don't know.
Anyway. Dear Shane, Brad, and mystery host, do you think RuneScape should have Olympics? No.
How would that work?
No. I don't know.
The 2012 games will be hosted by the city of Falador. No. I don't know how that would even work. What would they have, like, you know, events like, you know, begging and blaming each other in chat and...
Highest herb yield from a herb patch.
Yeah, I don't see how it would work.
Oh, yeah, I'd go for that.
It's one of those things
that's don't think so.
Purely down to luck, though, isn't it, really?
No.
Yeah.
There's a technique to it.
Oh,
no, shit,
God.
There is a technique.
It's RNG, isn't it?
RNG?
Random number generator.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Shh. So, yeah, no Olympics, I don't think. Are you guys watching the Vancouver 2010 Olympics next month?
No.
Nobody cares about the Winter Olympics. They're okay about 2012 London,
you guys
baby.
Are sending a bobsled team, Brad.
Are we?
Yeah, you are.
That doesn't mean we care.
Yeah, but that means we'll probably
come last.
You guys
are sending bobsled and curling.
No,
you know,
curling, we usually had a team, because I think we got curling gold a couple of years back, so nobody cares.
People care
about running, jumping, marathon... You know, 100 meters, 200 meters, 400 meters.
No.
The Summer Olympics, people care about that.
The bets for Canada to get gold this year are in curling, ski cross, and hockey.
That's because nobody else does it. Well, you know, you get a couple of maybe like, you know, Germany, and then all the Scandinavian countries do it. And France, they've got some mountains. Nobody else cares.
I think the Winter Olympics are better.
Summer Olympics are better.
No. Also for the new host, do you think you'll enjoy putting Shane down as much as Brad does? Thanks, Optimaniac.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, it probably will be acquired. No, I don't enjoy putting Shane down. That's mean.
Sometimes he deserves it, though. It's like punishing a child. He says things that are so outright stupid, you have to put him down for them.
Like what?
And then I'll feel guilty afterwards, but still...
Yeah, believe me, that'll go after a couple of weeks.
Oh. Yeah, I'll grow into it.
Oh, dear.
Sorry,
yeah,
me and
Chief made an agreement last night.
I feel guilty already.
This kind of thing.
What agreement?
We made an agreement.
What agreement?
Oh, that's not privy, that's classified.
What, that he's going to be nice to you?
Yeah.
Oh, poor little Shane. After 3 years of taking abuse from me, you should have really thick skin.
I do, believe me.
I think you have thick skin anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Chief, next one.
Dear Shane, Brad, and new co-host, Brad, if Shane was to offer you money to stay, how much would you take to stay on the show? This is saying Shane is rich. Also, new host, what are some of your favorite hobbies to do? And finally, Shane, what are you going to miss about Brad as a friend and as a co-host? Wish you the best of luck in the RAF, Brad. Don't forget about RSVNB, and you should be missed by many. Wink. Sincerely, Italy for life. Yeah,
money
yours first.
Well, let's say Shane is rich. I don't know. What could I live on comfortably?
Yeah, you kind of have to take the equivalent of 20 or 30 years' work, wouldn't you?
Yeah, are we talking about like a one-off payment or a yearly salary?
Once a time.
Okay,
one-off payment would be nice.
Let me think. Roughly, give me $1 million. I'll do it for $1 million.
I can't arrange that. I'm sorry.
This is saying Shane is rich.
Yeah, but it's saying you're rich.
Hypothetically, you were rich.
If I was Sergey and Eric from Google, you could have enough shares to own 20% of the company.
Okay, that's a deal. I don't drive a very hard bargain.
Yeah, you're easy to please.
First offer, okay, deal.
Chief,
favorite hobbies.
Hobbies?
This is probably the first question that it's actually asked about me. I don't know, really. I'm just a nerd. That's about it.
Well,
yeah.
Some of the things he likes...
What do you know about me?
Well, I know that he likes to... occasionally dabble in coding things, particularly in PHP. He's also interested in website design, but gets more satisfaction out of print. He likes reading sometimes.
No, far too much. No, not really.
Sometimes.
I used
and,
to.
And, yeah. I don't know. I could say that. More, but I don't want to embarrass you.
Oh, you can if you like. Nothing can embarrass
you. No, that's okay. Oh, he likes... One of his hobbies is he likes going for walks outside and picking plums from his bushes for lunch. Yeah, there we go. Anything else?
Yep. Not really.
No. Oh, and of course he plays RuneScape.
Oh, I haven't for the last couple of months, but I will be. Yeah. Shane, what are you going to miss about Brad as a friend and as a co-host?
Oh. I'm going to miss having somebody who will actually give me opposition to my political
beliefs. Put you down every week.
No. Brad, what was it we were talking about just before we began here today?
What were we talking about?
Sarah Palin, right.
Oh, yeah, Sarah Palin. And then I accuse Shane of being a right-wing Christian fundamentalist.
A moderate.
Yeah, and then he said he's a moderate, and then I said that's what all the right-wing fundamentalists say to try and make themselves more acceptable. So are you going to miss me calling you a right-wing fundamentalist Christian?
No, I'm going to miss what we just said there about our little debates about this, even though we don't agree.
Yes, we agree to disagree on most things. Although we actually do agree on a surprising number of things as well.
I think relating to what?
I think we have similar views on crime and punishment, except for the fact you support the death penalty and I don't. Apart from that, we're pretty much
it would be different. I wouldn't support the death penalty if life sentences were actually life sentences.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. That's basically my argument, crime and punishment.
That's a good point.
Mm. More, you know, life meaning life, not life, you know, allowing you to get out in 20 years or something. What else?
Economics.
Yeah, we share a fairly economic view. I'm probably in favor of slightly larger government than Shane, but still not that big.
Yeah, that's one thing. Small government
it's difficult
for me,
to think
bigger
of,
for
but
Brad.
There are. I think we have a lot of superficial differences, but a lot of underlying similarities.
Yeah.
Best describe us.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so
yes.
Are you ready to vote for Stephen Harper yet?
No. That's impinged vaguely on emotional, so let us move swiftly on. Thanks for the question, Disney, for life. Brad. Oh, good God.
No, you
God.
Missed
Do you
the
have...
one about the... Oh, no, what? He's just wishing luck.
No.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
But yes, thank you for the wishes. I won't forget about RSBMB. I'll be having nightmares about it for years to come. Brad, do you have any regrets from the last several years of co-hosting RSBMB Update? Regrets? I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. Okay, sorry, that was ripping off the line to the song My Way. No, I don't really have any regrets. I mean, I've enjoyed it overwhelmingly, I think. I mean, there have been a couple of frustrating moments, but considering the number of times I've done it, the number of frustrating moments I can recall is few. And no, over the, you know, more than anything else, it's, you know, usually taken up 2 hours of my evening time, one night a week, and I've enjoyed it immensely. And for that reason alone, no, I have no regrets. Also, do you have any potentially helpful tips to pass on to the new host? Tips. Get used to Shane telling you things like stop breathing, stop eating, you know, stay still, don't move, don't touch anything, stop typing. That's one you get a lot. Be used to Shane being late.
Oh, yeah. My keyboard's pretty loud.
Yeah.
I should get a new softer one.
Get one of those Apple ones.
It's basically used to Shane bossing you around and telling you what to do and telling you not to do things for the entire duration of your recording.
I don't care if you're doing things, just make it so I can't hear him.
Yeah, but he'll usually tell you not to do it. And also make sure that you make sure you don't go to the bathroom beforehand so you have to pop out in the middle of the show. That really annoys him. Also, make sure that,
okay.
As I said to you before the show, don't bookmark the wiki. Ask for him for the link every week. He loves that. basically, try and maintain a sort of an aggravation... aggravation compliance ratio. So for everything you do that he tells you to do, make sure you do something to piss him off. It keeps him in check. Anyway, thanks for the great community call you've provided to listeners over the past few years. Paul, thank you for the question and the compliment. Thank you.
Okay.
What the hell is with this next question?
What?
If you went on a date,
you actually put this one in.
This is going to be interesting.
Dear Brad, Shane, and Magic Mystery Man.
That's a good title.
Yeah, a nice alliteration there. Shane, if you went on a date as friends with Brad's girlfriend, where would you take her?
Hang on a second. Date as friends.
Yeah, date as friends. I mean, I have lots of girlfriends, but a date is always a date. It's not...
You better correct yourself quickly. You said lots of girlfriends.
Yeah, I have lots of girlfriends. I am a pimp.
if she was agreeing, Shane could take her out on a date, I wouldn't consider him a threat.
No, of course not.
But come on then, Shane, answer the question. Where
would
you take her?
I would take her to probably a restaurant of either French descent or Canadian descent.
And then there are Canadian restaurants.
And then we would go back to your house. And I would...
Very careful.
Yes, I would show her...
Very careful.
I would show her your archive of episodes that you've done. And then we'd watch Star Trek. And I'd get to learn a bit more about Brad.
Yeah, she probably would enjoy all of those things, I'm sad to say. Yeah, that's sad.
Hi, Marie.
She won't be listening to this, so why are you saying hi?
I'm sending it to her.
Oh, God. Anyway, also, what is... Oh, no, you're reading this one. Excuse me.
What is your favorite pop culture reference JX has hidden in the game?
Thanks. I guess what Shane's...
Lord Steemo. Brad, good luck in the military.
I now see why you put this question in.
Mine would have to be Augustine.
Dear Shane, Braden. Sorry.
In the quest Enlightened Journey, as he resembles Captain Picard. Which is a quest everybody must do once you get level 30 farming.
Don't do it. It's not worth it.
You get to be his number one and you go like balloon exploring and stuff. So. Pop culture reference, guys?
I don't know. There are quite a few, aren't there? But I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Brad?
I like... The only one I can think of off the top of my head is when you used to talk to Bob, the Jagex cat, with a cat's beak amulet, and he used to say something like, used to mimic the dialogue from the middle Star Wars film about, I am your father.
Oh, God.
You know, yes, I am your father. You know, classic. Join me and we can rule this galaxy as father and son, that whole line. That's the only one I can remember.
That's what me and you have been doing for the past 3 years.
I found a link.
Hi, my name is Bob. Hello, Bob. Do you two know each other? I don't think so. Yes, you do. Dive deep, search your feelings. Okay, I will try. If only you knew the power of Bob. Your master never told you who your real father was, did he? No, but what's that got to do with... No! No! It cannot be! Yes, I am your father.
If we ever need any dramatic readings...
He has foreseen this. It is your destiny. Join me, and together we can rule this place as father and son.
Dramatic readings. You're doing them. Okay. Brad found a Vicky Vink to a list
of
references.
I'm sorry, that's
good. There's a lot of Monty Python references.
Yes, that's right. Bork from The Hunt for Surak.
Is there a It's Only a Flesh Wound one? Yes, there is. Alfred Duel Arena. It's just a flesh wound.
Yeah, there's lots of good Star Trek references. I'll put a link to the RS Wiki into all these. Like, there's one. Yeah, it's good stuff. Anybody else have any?
No.
Okay, then. When are you guys the next question?
You can have a cheese steak.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it is me. Stooling.
Yeah, I've got to get used to that. Dear Shane, Brad, and new host. First, Shane, I'm looking to buy a wireless keyboard and mouse for my computer, and I was wondering if you could recommend any specific brands that work well and aren't too laggy? Second, Brad, do you think that while you are in the RAF, you will tell people about RSBNB if they ask? Finally, new host, how did you find out about RSBNB if we don't know who you are already? That is from Regnanth.
I don't like wireless keyboards.
No, neither do I.
Neither do I. I don't like anything wireless. I like it all wired.
Yeah, it's good to know that you always have a constant connection, you know? But it really depends on your personal preference, because there's basically two big brands, Logitech and Microsoft, and it depends on which ergonomics you like. Personally, I like Microsoft mice, and I don't use I use that same keyboard as you, Chief, the curved one.
Which you can hear me typing on right now.
It's hard to get used to, but I think it's fairly nice. And I think they do have a wireless version, so I don't know.
Yeah.
My recommendation is to go to your local store and type on some. Just pick one. Or, of course, you can get the Apple one. Which the only reason I don't use the Apple smaller keyboard is because I like my numpad.
Why would you use an Apple keyboard on a PC?
Because I'm a Mac user.
Because he's a sycophant.
More on Apple later. Next part?
Just to throw in. Oh, I wouldn't mind a wireless mouse. Like, the only sad thing about the wired mice these days is you can't get any proper ergonomic ones because they make all of the ergonomic mice wireless. And it's really frustrating. Because I want a wired one, but yeah. Brad's okay. Turn.
Will I tell people about, well, how are they going to ask? Have you ever been on the staff of a RuneScape fan site?
Hey, Brad, what'd you do every week before you came here?
I would say, no, of course, no. Well, if they ask me flat out, like if by whatever really weird chance somebody recognized me, which is highly unlikely, I wouldn't deny it, but. I'm not going to make
a
thing of it.
What if they asked you if you ever played any games?
I would lie.
Oh, come on.
I would lie to save face. No, I probably would tell them. I wouldn't have any shame in it.
Yeah.
As I've always said in the past, the type of people who would judge you for doing things like that are the type of people that aren't worth your time anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, and Chief Snake, how'd you find out about RSBNB?
Well, you guys know me already. I don't know. It was too long ago, far too long ago.
He was 11 years old.
Yeah.
You were too young.
Yeah, I was.
Those were
and Shane
Regnant.
Blocked me. Shane blocked me on MSN.
Yeah.
So if Shane blocks you, anyone out there, don't feel too disheartened.
Did you ever tell him that story, Shane?
Yeah, I did. Maybe
the
we should save this
about-
for...
Well, the whole the story? Oh.
Well, no, but the only I remember is he said he was going to add you on MSN and talk to you because they were thinking about making you a moderator like a year and a half or so before you actually were made a moderator. And then I remember Shane didn't mention it for weeks and weeks, and I asked him about it, and he just said he'd blocked you because you were annoying. that must have been like 2006.
Yeah, it must have been.
No, the reason I blocked him is because he didn't buy my logs when he was going for 99 fire making.
That sounds like the sort of petty thing you do.
But I mean,
do.
that's shallow. You
I'm
edited
sorry.
Me once.
I'm sorry.
You're petty, Shane. See, people, this is how he judges you, whether you do favors for him. It's very sad, but that's the way he works. Just imagine what I had to do. Now let's not talk about that.
Brad, what'd you have to do for the next one? What's the story behind Chrysala?
I'll explain this if you want. I'll try and do it as quickly as possible.
And do it without, so I don't have to bleep anything, please.
Okay, I won't swear or say anything inappropriate. Basically, long story short, Chrysala was a moderator who was moderated about before me. He was 2 days before me. She was moderated the same day as King Kula was. The three of us were moderated roughly the same time. And she was on the staff, and we became very good friends. We were probably, she was my best friend on the staff, and I was her best friend on the staff, and likewise. everything was fine for a while. She started to get in a bit of a conflict with another member of staff, who shall remain nameless, but has since vacated the staff. And she also decided to make friends with people who were actively causing trouble on the forums and defending them when their actions were indefensible. All of which basically led everybody on the staff getting pissed off with her, except me, because I was an idiot at the time. She left. We stayed friends. We became very close. And it all boiled down to she became extremely obsessive and very, very stalkerish-y. And she started doing some rather nasty things in her personal life, which I didn't approve of and such. Didn't want to be her friend anymore. Didn't want to talk to her. She didn't take this well. She sort of became very obsessive and wouldn't stop emailing me, wouldn't leave me alone. And that's the story. It's not as good as you were all expecting, was it?
No. What were some of the things she did that you didn't approve of?
I'm not going to say. Some of them are inappropriate. She just... Let me put this in very loose terms. She was very... I can't even think of ways to put this in a nice way. She was quite... She had a very low self-esteem, which is understandable in a person, but she chose to remedy this by making herself available to whomever wanted her.
Right. Okay, then.
But basically, yeah, and it wasn't that so much I had an issue with. I said to her, okay, you're doing that. I don't want to be friends with you anymore. And it was the mainly stalker shit and her refusal to leave me alone, which persisted for about 6 months... before she backed off. But yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Remember
there's
she tried
story.
To claim credit for the informer name?
That was funny. She was just, I don't know. I mean, it's you know, like a person you were really friendly with and really liked, and then you look back on it a year or 2 years or 3 years down the line and you think, why the hell did I ever like her in any way? Because she was just a total bitch. But anyway. Enough regrets. That's probably one of the RSVP regrets I have.
Well, it's different. It's personal.
Yeah, I guess it is. That is the Chrysala story for all of you.
It's good we got it on record.
Yep.
Do you use Pandora? If so, do you have only one station or do you have a few for different music? That's from German Island.
No, I don't use Pandora.
I would, but we don't have it here due to licensing issues, which is sad because...
Yeah, we don't have it either. I used to use it occasionally before it went away, but no, of course I can't.
Yeah. Mm. Do you ever use Chief?
Neither do we. No, we don't have it.
Okay.
You think we would have it if you don't?
Yeah.
Neither of you?
Yeah. That was from the German Island. Did we ever get a consensus on his name?
Germany does have some islands.
Hmm. Okay.
Up in the far north by border to Denmark. I'm sure there's one. Can't remember what it's called.
Wonder if there's any Nazi bases there.
Shane, why is it whenever we discuss Germany, you insist on bringing the Nazis into it?
Well, if they didn't like scan them and clear them out after the war, you know, what if they're still
Shane,
there? Shane,
I'd never
want
to go anywhere in Germany with you because you'd be going, wonder if there are any Nazis around here. Wonder if he's a Nazi. Do you think he looks like a Nazi? You'd get us arrested or beaten up.
Okay. Next one, Brad.
Next question. Dear Shane, Brad, and Mr. Mystery. These names are cool. Brad, do you plan on trying to visit RSPNB while you're in the RAF, possibly getting back on the show for an episode or two? Well, I wouldn't discount it. I mean, it's difficult to say in the short term. No, probably wouldn't be for a while. But, yeah, I'd do it or not sometime in the future. You know, coming back.
Anytime you want to come on, just send me an email the week before.
Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility, but I'm not going to make any guarantees because I don't know how things are going to work out. But if I have the chance to, I certainly will. Nice to come back for an episode or two.
My routine is strict, though. You'll have to get up.
We'll be able to make weekends when I'm in there, right?
We can do anything.
And Mr. Mystery, what do you like, hate the most about Shane and Brad? Oh, again, very divisive question.
Personal.
Oh, that's me. Oh, damn. I was annoyed about this.
Suddenly the cool name has a bad side.
Or maybe it doesn't. No, I'll start with Shane, because, no, I don't even know what to say. Oh, I can say what I like. Shane is very much like me in most ways, sadly.
So,
I'm sorry.
I like that in him. what do I hate? It's tough, Shane.
So many things to choose from.
What do you think I hate about you, Shane?
I don't know.
It's like counseling.
I really don't know.
Sorting out our differences.
We don't have any.
Okay, so I don't hate anything about you. Brad, what do I like? I don't like anything about you, Brad. I hate...
everything. If you like nothing, you must hate everything. That's an unfair question to give somebody, though.
It is unfair. No, I do like... I think you are a fantastic host. I don't think anyone could replace you, like I just said before. So I have a tremendous weight on my shoulders.
I'm sure you'll do just fine. In a couple of months, people will be going...
Oh, in a couple of months, but...
English, that's who the f*** is that? Oh, no, sorry, I swore. That's going to be an edit job for you, Shane.
Yeah.
That's how many listeners we have, that they just go so quickly that no one notices.
Yeah, people won't know who I am.
How sad.
Well, perhaps some people will think we're the same person.
Yeah, I'll explain it anyway.
Brad's accent and opinions have changed. Has he been on holiday for a long time?
Yeah, that must be it.
Yeah, you never know.
Anyway.
Read the last part.
Good luck on your fight against the terrorist, Brad. Magic. Okay, it's not like a personal crusade. Not like I've just, you know, got a pack together and a rifle and I'm going to fight the terrorists. But, yes, thank you for that.
Chief, next one.
What do you like most about the countries you live in? What is the worst thing about them, and what do you think needs improvement? This is a good question.
Let's do that first.
I love New Zealand. I just like it. There's not much more to it. I like that it's small and it has a very low population. I couldn't live somewhere like Edmonton, which, I mean, the population of the place I live in right now is... Oh, what's the fraction, Shane? You're the mathematician.
I don't know. Less than 10%.
Yeah, way less than 10%.
4%, isn't it? 4.5%, 5%?
Probably, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, 4%. I don't know why I couldn't figure that out. Yeah, I couldn't live anywhere big. And it's nice having a lot of countryside, too. You probably have countryside over there, but I have countryside in my backyard, so there.
They have great rolling prairies.
That's our job, well, sort of. Brad.
What?
The rolling prairies. Yeah.
Do you have to roll them every now and then?
No.
We can grow marijuana in our backyard and no one notices.
Okay, no. Shh. Brad, what do you like about England?
What do I like about England? This is difficult because I'm a vocal critic of my own country. What do I like? Yeah, the history. I mean, you know, I think more than almost any other nations in the world, it's got a very sort of storied history, and you know, up
history,
until
no one cares about history.
I know. I'm just taking whatever I can get with this country. But, I mean, more than 100 years ago, we bought up to about 100 years ago, we controlled most of the world. We were the supreme power. Sort of sad to see how far we've fallen since then. But so yeah, it's I think, you know, we are the mother of much of the rest of the Western world.
Us.
Yes, be grateful. And the thing I dislike, there's a general attitude among the British, which it's probably hard to understand unless you actually live here, but it's sort of an attitude of not wanting to upset anyone. Hard listening to me if I'm your only interpretation of a British person. But there is a general attitude within the British culture that is not wanting to upset anyone, wanting to appease everybody, and wanting to sort of almost to the lengths of you know, us as a country being taken advantage of by outsiders, and I don't think that's good. I think that's a slippery slope when you start trying to please everybody.
Yeah, I agree.
If you set out to be liked, you would prepare to compromise on anything at any time, and you would achieve nothing.
That's good.
Deep, deep.
Not really.
What I like about Canada is the fact that we have the second largest landmass in the world in terms of country basis.
Ice isn't everything.
Yeah, it is. And that we have lots of room to expand and grow.
I like mine small.
But the thing that I think annoys me the most is probably the inherent disagreement all the time between Eastern Canada and Western Canada. Things are done so differently between the two places. It's hard. You can very rarely please both at the same time. One always ends up going crying to the federal government about something when the other one's happy, you know? So that's the thing I don't like about it. It's a hard country to govern. So
Harper's doing a ballsed up job of it.
No, he's doing a good job.
No, he's not. He's going to be out and Iggy will be in.
I'm calling the election for April 20th this year.
We've got an election soon.
Anyways.
Yeah, I was hearing that on the news the other night.
Wow. You guys get English news in New Zealand?
Oh, it was just something briefly about them.
Okay. Yeah, Brad, you have to vote for Gordon Brown.
No, I'm not voting for damn Gordon Brown.
Yeah, I hear he's losing.
Everybody hates him.
Oh, that's good.
He wanted to be Prime Minister all his life. Tony Blair stepped in front of him in 1994, and Tony Blair was Prime Minister fairly successfully for 10 years, although everyone hates him as well. And when he finally gets in, everybody hates him and he's going to lose his first election. That's life for you.
Yes.
Sucks to be him.
He's Scottish as well, and he's blind in one eye. So yes, it does suck to be him.
He's blind anyway. In one eye?
Yeah, he is blind in one eye.
I didn't know that.
Rugby accident when he was in college. Ooh. College. He went to university when he was like 16 or something stupid like that. He's quite bright, but he's hopeless as a prime minister.
Brad, I wish you all the best in the RAF. Do our country proud. New host, I wish you good luck for the many, many episodes you'll bring us in the future. Thanks, Ryan. Brad, next one.
Next question. Dear Shane, magical fairy princess Brad, magical fairy princess mystery host.
Oh, God. Brad. Oh, not this question.
Okay, I'll just take it one at a time. Brad, do you have any regrets about participating in RSPM board these years?
You answered that above.
I have less regrets about participating in the podcast than I do in the forums, because I think the forums have been probably involved in sort of the running and the decisions there. It's been much more of a roller coaster over the years. And, you know, there have been a couple of times where it's made me feel reasonably down when, you know, people start throwing shit around and arguments break out. Things like that rarely get to me, but there have been a couple of times in the past when it has got to me like that on RSPMB. But overall, no, I think I've enjoyed it immensely and certainly much more good than bad. Anyway, sense of humor, charming English accent, I wouldn't call it charming, sarcasm, and antagonism will be sorely missed. best of luck in the RAF, so don't go and get it all that bloody something royally, I think it is. I don't know what that means. Anyway, thank you for the compliment. New magical fairy princess mystery host, could you please do your own princess voice to legitimize your claim as permanent host? This is not to dethrone Brad as the supreme magical fairy princess, but just to validate you as his successor. Oh, it's brilliant. Those two questions are from Acer. Brim K, X.
I think we need to hear the original first. I can't possibly live up to anything, so I need to...
Hang on, I'm grabbing that. You just
surprised it's taking
you
this long to wheel that out.
Hello, I want to be a princess.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I cannot go that high. That's not fair.
I don't think I could anymore. You did that at 15. No, older than that.
Go ahead.
Ooh.
Okay, this is going to take balls. Or no, this is not going to take balls. This is going to take a lack thereof.
This is going to take a lack of balls, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hello, I want to be a princess.
Oh, that was terrible.
Very good. That was good.
It was kind of accurate, but
it sounded a lot like the old one. The original.
Yeah, it did.
Right, I somebody voice clip that, and they always use that one instead of mine.
It sounds the same thing, so, I mean, you...
Yeah.
Won't even notice the difference.
Yes.
Okay. Brad, actually, I got one more question I'm going to go with first that I didn't put in the wiki, but I think it deserves to be...
you put that one in as well.
I put that one in at the end as well. But I got one more that I got an email.
Not that I'm complaining about that one, but you were the other night.
Dear Brad, Brad7443, I've heard your podcast from the beginning, and I have one question for Brad and one for Shane. First, Brad, do you have any recommendation for training to 99 fishing and cooking? What benefits?
Obviously, I would recommend lobster till about 70. 75 maybe, then monkfish to about 90. What level of rocktail? I should know this. Isn't rocktail 90?
Yeah, 90.
It depends. I mean, it depends whether you're focused on fast experience or profit. If you want fast experience, I'd recommend you barbarian fly fish to 99. If you want a reasonable, reasonable money, reasonable speed, I'd go lobsters to 75, then monkfish to 99. Although, if you just want pure profit, I would go lobsters to 70, monkfish to 90, rocktail 90 to 99. Although you'll probably have to cook them to sell them. But and of course, the easy way to do cooking is just to cook whatever you catch and sell it on for a pure profit. There you go.
Mm. And Shane, does farming make you money? If so, explain it. How do I get compost without buying it from the GE? Thanks, your friend. Guthic Surge. Balance is power. Yeah, farming can make you money. The money from farming comes in herbs. And for that, I'm going to send you to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rsbnbstaff. And you're going to look up how to farm part 1 and part 2 by Chief Snake. And as for compost, what I recommend for that is there's a fellow called Del Monte on Karamja, if you have the diary complete, which you can go to, and he'll give you pineapples. And with those pineapples, what I recommend you do is you put them in your compost bin, and then 15 of them gives you 15 buckets of super compost. Much better than buying it on the GE. And it's freshly made, too. So,
yeah. I actually started doing that. When I used to farm ages ago, I used to buy all my super compost. But I stopped after I got 99. I've actually been making it myself, and it's a lot easier.
Yeah, it is.
I used to think it was just much faster and everything, buying it straight from the GE, but there's no point. You get it so easily from the compost bins that you might as well just do that.
Yep. Okie dokie then. Brad, I'm going to let you read this last question.
Dear Brad and Shane, how many girlfriends have you had before, and do you remember all their names? No, I couldn't possibly remember them. Also, how long do you think you will stay a virgin? This question. Bit of a sore throat there. Please keep up the great show. Eddie of 4. P.S. Brad, good luck in the RAF. We love you and we will miss you. Thank you. I love you too. Gordon Shane, you answer first.
0.
Can you remember all their names though?
Yeah, because there are none.
Right. And how long do you think you'll stay a virgin?
Until I'm married.
Oh, that's the correct answer. For a Christian fundamentalist wife.
Okay, good.
You have a purity ring, Shane. Are you in the celibacy club?
Okay, your turn.
Okay, 3. Yes, I can remember all their names. And how long do I think I'll stay a virgin? Minus... Let me think. 4... No. Minus... 4 years. 3 or 4
God.
Months?
Okay. Yeah, we yeah, really needed memory, to know.
You're welcome, Shane.
Yeah.
I don't claim to be God's gift to women. I just got very lucky. Very, very lucky.
Okay, Shane, do you want to answer?
It's about luck.
3.
Yes. I don't know. Probably until I'm married.
Sorry, oh, chaps.
Or close good to answer. That.
That's a good answer.
Never did me any harm.
No, it's just
witty riposte from Shane.
it's just something you have to think of, and Brad's not encouraging anything by saying negative 4 years, but we do advise you.
I'm saying if you use protection and you're not stupid, then there's no reason why not.
No, that's the wrong stance to be taking.
No, it's not, Shane. Every study ever commissioned has shown that abstinence isn't effective. It increases teenage pregnancy rates.
Yes, but it is effective with birth control. I just see abstinence that it should be
with
used,
birth control. Why would you need to use birth used, control?
It should be used as a primary method.
Shane, I don't dispute your life stance, the stance that I don't want to have sex before I get married. That's fine. You can think that. Anybody can think that if they like. But don't try and make it seem as if that is the ultimate right stance, because it's not. I think it's one of those issues where there is no right answer, as long as you're careful which way you go about it.
Okay. Thank you, Eddie, we're moving on now to tech news. That's it for questions. Thank you, everybody. This today was Apple's little announcement that everybody was getting so hyped up about.
No reason.
For so long. iPad. Yeah, it does. I'm just a little...
iPhone on steroids. That's what it is.
Yeah.
iPod Touch on steroids.
I don't like the bezel on it. It's too big.
Like we were talking about before we started this show, it's like they're trying to do like digital newspapers or something.
Which is a good thing.
That, read it like a newspaper. And then Shane said he hates paper newspapers because of the smell.
And get my hands dirty.
The smell?
And they get my hands dirty.
You haven't got your hands dirty until you've gone through a phone book typing out every single entry. Yeah.
Basically, as Brad said, an iPod Touch on steroids. All the iPhone applications work on it. Video out. It has one of their little dock connectors. You can connect a keyboard to it. It has a virtual keyboard. $499 for a 16-gigabyte version, $699 for a 64, and $599 for 32. That's just the Wi-Fi version.
The pricing is very good for Apple.
Yeah, and then the 3G version is $629, $729, and $829. These are coming out at the end of March and April, respectively, for Wi-Fi and 3G. No word yet on when we'll be getting them here in Canada or other countries, because they need to get a 3G deal. So, but they shouldn't have to, because they said in any country other than the US, they're going to come unlocked. So, that's a good thing. But
I think if you own an iPhone or an iPod Touch, it's a pointless purchase, just for a bigger screen.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's $700 New Zealand plus whatever they decide to add on to that.
Obviously, they'll add on a shitload. I mean, the British ones usually work out at about 20 or 30% on the base price. It's stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. It's question is, what market... Like, it's clear they're targeting the book market, but what else, you know? Because there is bookstore on it and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing with it. They're trying to compete with the Kindle, aren't they? But again,
yeah.
I like reading books. I read quite a lot of books. I will never, ever buy a Kindle or any of these other e-readers because I just prefer the actual book.
I agree.
I love books.
Jeez.
I love books. I've got a great big bookcase full of books, and I love just having the book, not just having it as a file on a digital device.
I'd take one of these over a book any day.
Yeah.
They also have versions of Keynote, Pages, and Numbers, which you can get for $9.99. So basically, presentation documents and spreadsheets on there. So it should be interesting to see when it actually comes out, if there are any flaws with it, because it is a Revision 1 product, and we know Revision 1 products aren't always how they're supposed to be. But I could see myself using something like this as kind of like a couch browser, you know? or yeah, maybe I think a that's, school kind of thing.
Yeah, it'd be okay like that, but I, yeah.
The still only reason like I'm not jumping up and down about it is because I only have one more term left of school after this one, and it doesn't seem like it would be something I could get most benefit out of, you know?
You wouldn't need it for school now, would you?
No, because even though it does have a keyboard, and it does have touch, which is something that I've been wanting, but we shall see about that. So, Brad, you going to buy one when it comes out?
No.
Okay. Chief?
If I were given one, I'd use it.
Okay.
But, God, that's going to be like $1,000 knowing... Stuff off. Yeah, I'll get a Mac Mini for the same price.
Yeah, that's a good point, you know? What can you do more with this or a portable or Mac Mini? So,
well, yeah, point. It depends on my needs, but
yeah,
it's okay. Apple, so I don't want it.
next up, Internet Explorer 6 had an out-of-cycle patch last Thursday. Which is something, this is kind of like just a little bit of a public service announcement to run your Windows updates. Because this hole that was patched was indeed the one that enabled Chinese hackers to break into Google Gmail accounts. So, patch your Internet Explorer if you haven't already.
Well, don't use it.
Yeah, that's an even better point. Don't use it and just get Firefox 3.6.
I still have Internet Explorer 6 on my laptop. I told it not to upgrade to 7 or 8.
Oh, why?
Because I need it for, I thought if I ever needed to test anything.
Right. Sometimes you work with old people. That.
Because, yeah, yeah.
And they're not exactly moved on yet to IE7, so.
Well, I actually have dropped support for that, generally.
Okay. Yeah. We dropped support this time last year for IE6, actually, on all of our RSBNB sites. So we hope everybody's upgraded who's listening to this by now. But yeah, Firefox 3.6, you guys get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have got it now.
Anybody notice anything on the front besides the new personas?
No.
When you switch tabs, when you open a new tab, when you click on a link which opens in a new tab, it opens right adjacent to your... the one that you're in, which is sort of annoying. I know it does it in Google Chrome and everything, and it's how it should be probably, but I can't get used to it. I keep going to the end of my tabs and looking for it there. It's like, no, where is it? But I'll get used to it. Apart from that, it's pretty much the same.
Okay. One more thing I'd like to draw your attention to is if you use it to play RuneScape in, you should probably find something else to play RuneScape in.
Oh,
if you
want Firefox that too, but I haven't been on RuneScape since.
Because it adds little scroll bars to the sides and bottom for some reason. I don't know why in the applet, so I'm hoping that'll be fixed soon. But yeah, it's pretty much just a release or a maintenance upgrade and with faster rendering engine support and personas, which... You know that top bar at the top above the tabs basically allows you to change the background to that in your status bar. So. Yep.
I don't really like the personas. They're kind of cool, some of them. But they're not well done.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It makes it kind of look like just kind of like a sloppy thing put together, you know? And
yeah,
it doesn't sort of look sloppy. Normal. I think that's
it
what
also
we're looking at,
really
right?
Depends what kind of size what size the people's toolbars are that are using them.
Oh.
Because most of the personas are made to be quite big, and my toolbar is tiny. I don't know about anyone else because I've squished everything together into one, and then
okay.
I've just got tabs under that. But
so what does it do then?
It looks horrible because you only see about the first 100 pixels, if that. Of this 300 pixel, I think, thing.
Yeah, okay. So little caveats, but I guess they're just trying to bring more
personalization. And it doesn't have a bottom border, which looks really sloppy, for lack of a better word.
So it just goes straight into the page?
Yeah, exactly.
which is really stupid for most of them.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with the Glasser.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Brad, any preference?
No, I have no preference.
Okay. Okie dokie, man. Yeah, so in short, iPad, patch your Internet Explorers, and get Firefox 3.6. Get Firefox.com. That's it for tech news. Brad, you got a Skill of the Month update for us?
No.
Oh, okay.
Someone else do it. My browser's messing around. It won't let me open.
Oh, I was just testing the RuneScape thing in Firefox, and I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really silly.
Skill of the month is still cooking. Currently, JRD Games is winning with 19.6 million experience gained. MLI 699 with 15.8, and Southrend with 10.7.
Wow. Pretty much game over then.
Yeah, I think so. There's only 3 days left in the month, and it would be kind of hard for... Well, it's possible, but I don't know. So... I don't know. But JRD Games is currently winning. Grand total is 71,653,070 XP gained.
You got 1.8 mil XP in a day. Oh, God, wow. Some other people. Who is that? AQUW... I've always wondered how to pronounce that guy's name. Got just over 2 mil a Q. Yeah, but that doesn't make sense.
What would these guys have to be cooking to do that?
Shark?
Same with Tim, actually. He got over 2 mil.
Isn't Rocktail more?
No, Rocktail's less, which is why the raw don't sell.
Ah, okay.
Why I hate Jagex.
Okay, that doesn't make sense then, does it?
Well, no, they. I think they deliberately made the cooking experience for Rocktail lower than Shark, so there wouldn't be...
No, Shark is 210, Rocktail's 225.
Really? Are you sure?
Yeah, that's what the calculators say.
Maybe your calculator is wrong.
I swear that... Well, really, actually, no, I think it might not have been that, but it's obviously not high enough. Because, I mean, raw sharks were like...
15 more XP only.
Yeah, it's not worth it, is it? People are still going to buy sharks.
Yeah.
I don't know, but the raw...
And sharks are more usable, too.
I swear to God that's been changed, because I remember they never did, because the raws wouldn't shift. Unless I'm going crazy.
I was able to get raw when I was doing the Nomad quest.
Weird.
Yeah,
I'd written that off as a money-making technique because I thought you couldn't shift the raw.
Jagex does say they are 225 XP each on the cooking manual.
Well, Jagex changed it. I'm sure
it
they did.
It is the... Where's the cavefish? Cavefish are 214, so that's four more than shark.
That's weird.
So they're both more than shark. So, yeah.
That's weird. Yep. Either I'm going crazy or they've changed it.
Probably changed it. I don't think you're crazy. And then February skill
I wouldn't write
is
it all.
Crafting. Rather boring skill in my opinion.
Another one of those skills that's fairly costly to train.
Yeah, it never used to be costly though. You know, it's like it's just craziness. I calculated it to get 80 crafting using blue dragonhide, which I didn't do, would have been the same price as getting 80 prayer.
Wow. Did you include the money you'd make back alking or selling them?
Yes, I did. Wow. I did. Though I forget what I did. What did I do for 80 crafting? I forget. Somebody remind me.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I'm not your personal biographer.
You should know.
Crafting.
Shane, you know if I wrote a biography about you, it would be terribly scathing.
Yeah, that'd be a risk, but...
How long ago was 80 crafting?
December?
It wasn't bracelets of some sort, was it?
No, it wasn't
bracelets. Because those were... Yeah, those were getting...
Oh, bad. It was... yes, I remember now. I had a little mishap with my merchanting. I was merchanting air orbs, and they decided to take a dump.
Oh, you did those, didn't you? Hmm.
So I ended up, I ended up making air battle staffs to get
You merchant crafting. Banker.
Shh. But of course I do say thank you to Mike, because he bought about 60% of the battle staves that I made to Elk on his own time, so he saved my
bought some.
You did?
Didn't I?
No. No, I mean the finished product.
Oh, no, I didn't do that.
Yeah, you didn't buy the finished product, though, from me.
No, that was just me not listening.
Anyway, so that's that. Crafting, you can sign up at rsbnb.com/SKOTM.
Scottum.
Be sure you're an active forum member. That's about it, I think. What else have we got? New staff members. By the time you're hearing this, you'll have heard from one of us about this. But first off, our RSBNB informer, our new gaming specialist is...
Frosty Bow.
Drum roll, please.
Frosty Bow.
I beat the drum roll.
Yeah. So congratulations to him. His first article will be on Borderlands, I believe. Is that that or Modern Warfare 2? I think it's Borderlands, so yeah. And something that everybody has been waiting to hear for quite some time. If you remember last week, we talked about events applications and stuff like that. Well, this past weekend was the tryout for these events, and we are here to announce the events crew winners of who our new events crew members are.
Drum roll.
I can't do a drum roll.
No, I just attempted one.
Going to announce that the...
I can do a rim shot. From...
Yeah, we'll
this is not really fitting, but
no.
Do you say their names, not a rim shot?
Do it afterwards. Yeah. Oh, sad.
The winning ticket for the events crew applications of January 2010 are Tim and Owen.
Brumch.
Yeah, instant rim shot. So congratulations to you too. It should be interesting to see what kind of events you guys can come up with. And we welcome you to what might be the hardest position on RSBNB, aside from site owner.
Yep, because you have to answer to Shane.
Well, no,
I always used to say that the events crew was the special needs group of the forum.
You wanna...
I think that was because I remember they were organizing an event once, which I needed to help out with. And I went into an MSN group chat, which they were all in, and everybody was arguing like children, and that's how I gave them my nickname. I'm sorry the old EC people ruined it for you current EC people, but they did.
Yeah, you know, that's part of the reason we have two new events crew applications, is because Chief is leaving his position on the events crew as the weekly event time.
Is this like a cabinet reach?
Say that now.
People are getting moved around.
Yeah, it is sort of, but I don't know who else is getting moved around yet for
who
Global
be
Mod. Yeah, we haven't got that far yet, Brad. That used to be your position, didn't it?
No. I think you gave me culture because you didn't.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because Shane had this stupid thing where he was, you know, imagining if he was the Prime Minister of Canada and he could put us all in his cabinet, which obviously he
couldn't. Oh, God.
Yeah, he was saying all the positions we'd get, and everybody else got really good ones, but I got, like, Minister for Culture, something stupid like that.
Culture?
Just because
Shane's
they had
cultural ministers or anything.
Yeah, they do. Here they've got all sorts of things.
Yeah. Anyways... I do have a pick for you guys this week.
What is it?
It's a game that I play.
Team Fortress 2.
Yes, that's right. How'd you guess?
I guessed it. Because I just love the games I know you play.
Huh? What'd you say?
What who?
I don't know. But anyways, it's...
That was weird.
It's an entirely multiplayer game online, lots of little drops that you can get along the way, so it's kind of like hoping you get a monster drop on RuneScape for a new weapon or something.
And just as pointless and frivolous and boring.
No,
you wait for ages and ages and ages trying to get a drop. And you
yeah,
don't.
Well, you can do the challenges in that case. There's challenges and stuff. So it's a pretty fun game, and most of the time it's good as long as the server is good. Another thing I like about it is the diversity, because they got the French spy, the Texas engineer, the American soldier, the
German
scout
doctor
from Boston. Yeah,
the
German
doctor.
The cultural
diversity.
Yeah. And the mute, who is the pyro. So, yeah. Oh, and of course the Scottish drunk.
Who's the...
Demo man.
Bomber, dear demo man.
And then there's the Russian heavy.
It's a shame the TF2 event never really took off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only event that's like mildly successful is Half-Life 2.
Which is tonight.
Yep. That'll be my last PC game event. Yep.
Chief, you coming?
Yep. Yep. Yep.
It's a whole evening a whole night of lasts.
Also, they got the Australian sniper, which I think is my favorite position. So
I hate snipers. I can't play.
I've been using that lately, but I still suck at it.
Yeah, you should try the. You should try the spy because you like your French.
Jeez. I'm still I'm even more useless at the spy.
Yeah, I
Brad, what's your favorite one?
Well, I don't play. I haven't played it in ages, actually. But I like either pyro or heavy, probably.
Yeah,
are the ones I'm generally best when I play heavy for some reason, probably because it's just simple, like point and click. But yeah.
So that's Team Fortress yeah. 2. It's $20, so not that expensive. And if you play your cards right, sometimes you can get it for $9.99.
So. Or $2.
Yeah, as it was. Isn't that how much you paid?
No, I paid full price or something, didn't I?
I paid full price as well. And I've barely
I paid
played
$10.
It.
So, yeah. That's that. So, what you guys all been up to? We'll start with Mr. Chiefy Snake.
Chiefy Snake.
I've been coding a bit. But, yeah, you'll see that soon. It's nothing special, though.
What's it for?
I can't tell anyone yet. Well.
No. You can't?
If you go to bradpad.co.nz, you'll find out. But.
Oh, right. Yeah, your new blog kind of thing. That's in the works, right?
Oh, shame. Okay. No, it's not a blog. Oh, it's...
Well, it's an aggregator of sorts then.
Yep. Okay. Which you have been supposed to be making for the past how long now? Year or so?
Yeah, a year and a half.
Yeah. Jeez. You can use my code if you like, but you're not going to like it.
Okay. Any other little things that you want to talk about?
Nah, not really. I don't think so.
Okay.
I've just been catching up with a few people before school starts again next week. Yay, which I'm actually quite excited about. For a change. Last year. Yes.
Okay. What are you taking?
Oh, I have to remember now. Oh, it's right here. Mathematics, geometry and calculus, mathematics, trigonometry and algebra, computer science, which was supposed to be a study period, but my cheeky computers teacher from last year put me in his class because he's the one who organizes the timetables. So I'm okay with that. I'll just use that as a study period. Art, design, biology, English literature, and French.
Sounds good.
Yeah, should be a fun year.
Yeah. Brad?
Not a great deal. I've been... Last couple of items on this absolutely humongous kit list. You have to supply an awful lot of your own things.
On this what?
The RAF. What?
Oh, I see. What do you have to bring?
I've got the kit list. Hang on a second.
Stop making so much noise, Brad.
this list is colossal. Right. Marie spilled coffee on it, which isn't helpful. But anyway. Smart casual trousers, one. Shirt and tie, one. Shoes, not trainers, one pair. Socks, plain white, four pairs. Pajamas or preferred bedwear, two sets. Underwear, boxer shorts are not suitable for physical education sets. So that's seven sets. Suitable casual clothing, then toiletries, swimming trunks or swimming shorts. Then there is training shoes, plain t-shirts, swimming goggles, slippers or flip-flops, coat or jacket, sewn name, foot powder, large towel, hand towel, face cloth, small packet of various size glasses, wooden shirt hangers, trousers, skirt hangers, letter writing material, A4 notepad, biro's black pens and pencils, highlighter pens, medium-sized padlock slash combination locks, spare pair of spectacles, black indelible markers, soft yellow dusters, cotton wool, pleat balls, kiwi, black shoe polish, good quality steam iron, clothes brush, scrubbing brush, lint roller, shoe, brute brushes, pressing cloth, sewing kit. And that is no word of lie about halfway through.
Wow.
That's extremely specific.
Yeah, they are.
That's good.
Seven pairs of underwear.
It's good to be like that.
I would have thought you could work that out on your own.
Yeah, I think this. I was just surprising because, I mean, you go out there and they issue you like all the clothing and stuff. I'm going to have a mammoth sized locker or something to keep all this stuff in.
Yeah.
Do they do your laundry for you?
No, you have to do that.
Okay.
You pretty much do everything.
Sewing.
Yeah, sewing. I think that's just buttons, actually. You have to know how to sew.
Do you know how to swim?
Yes, I know how to swim.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
But yeah, apart from that, not much. Still doing a bit of fitness, trying to keep it going, because the really annoying thing I hate about this is you go, and like day two, you have a fitness test, and if you don't reach certain standards on the fitness test, which I'm not even sure what the standards are at the moment, you have to do 2 weeks of preconditioning physical training, which basically sets your whole training back 2 weeks, and it could be 9 weeks. And it could be 11 weeks instead of 9. I should be fine, but it's still the sort of thing I worry about. So I'll be happy when I've done that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any RuneScape stuff?
Oh, yeah. I finally achieved the sort of mini goal I set myself. I started playing again in sort of September, October last year. 70 in all skills. I got 17 to 70. So that's why I'm hoping they don't release skill at the beginning of next week, because that means I will leave officially not having 17 all skills. But oh well. Yeah, apart from that,
no life and get it in 2 days.
No, I have other things to prepare and be on my mind. I think the last couple. I'm the sort of person who I pack and then I check and then I recheck. So I'll probably be putting all those items on the list into the suitcase, then getting them all out to check they're all there, then putting them all back in, then getting them all out to check again. I'll probably do that several times a day before. I would hate to turn up there and not have something that I need. That would piss me off.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Apart from that, nothing.
Okay.
Nope. Nothing of interest.
As for me, I did a few RuneWire tweaks that are for the staff, as you guys have probably seen. So, rest of you guys can't see those, unfortunately. It's
and you shouldn't have to see them.
Certain people may see them.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you see what I added, you might want to think about your behavior, because what I added was a warning system. So, yeah, if you don't want to see the warning system.
But, I'm sure it's not them. I'm sure it's us being Nazis.
Yeah.
That was sarcasm, in case you could detect it, people.
And in RuneScape, I got 80 summoning by camping at the water fans. And
oh, way to shit on my achievement, Shane. I get 70 summoning, you get 80. Congratulations. Are you happy?
Yeah, I am. No, I'm not happy, actually, because it costed about 11 mil.
Wow.
I still think you're just being sleazy. Sleazy!
No! I don't like spending my money unless I get a clear benefit. And a Fire Titan isn't a clear benefit.
Level 80 in a skill is a clear
benefit.
Yeah,
it is. A Fire Titan is good, although you could have just stopped at 79. Yeah, you're an idiot, Shane. No, I'm kidding.
So, yeah, that's that. Anyways, that's it for that part, and we're just going to wrap up this show here with looking back a little bit at Brad's history of RSBNB update, and then we're going to share some of our moments.
Oh my! This is going to be the worst moments. Precious.
First up,
memories.
I'd like to share a clip of your first appearance on RSBNB.
Oh, I'm going to hate
episode
this.
Episode 10.
I'm Pika69 with Shane 12.
Oh shit!
Yeah, that's right. That's isn't it?
Yeah, it just came out a little too loud.
That was fine.
I need
fine.
To turn that down first.
This is a blast from the past, people.
So just waiting for QuickTime.
I'm Pika69 with Shane 12088.
Hello there.
And the other guy,
Brad from RSBNB, coming to you from Berlin in Germany.
Yes.
Hello.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Okay.
I remember being really nervous before we started. I remember. And I remember that introduction, because I thought Pika was being a bit of a jerk to me, really. and the other guy. It's not a very warm welcome. Oh, well. I toppled that guy like the Russians swarmed Berlin.
Here's
anyway,
another
no,
one.
No.
I'm at level 86, 1,264 skill total, and I quit RuneScape 2 days ago.
Obviously didn't quit, hey?
No, I quit and came back a lot. I was an angsty teenager. I didn't know what I wanted.
And what's your combat level and total level now?
113 and 1861. I've not leveled that much, considering I took 2 years out in the middle to pursue my World of Warcraft career.
Wow. Okay.
This has been Shane12088
and Pika69
and
Brad.
Brad, okay. Yes. Just say bye, Brad.
Say bye.
Goodbye.
We had to prompt you to speak back then.
Well, yeah, I was nervous. I'm not sure whether it's just those two clips, but it seemed like Pika was acting like a bit of a jerk to me.
I don't know.
It seems to have tarred me in a bad way, because now I act like a jerk to everyone else. I blame Pika.
Here's something else from the same episode. Remember my chisel that I was so worked up about?
I remember this.
Did you actually get this? Oh, is that the other one?
I did.
Okay. Well, as I was rambling earlier about random events, the Evil Bob one, I want to talk about this right now.
Okay.
So I was doing some training, some important training. I loaned someone a piece of equipment, a chisel, to cut one of their gems, and as soon as I do that, I get taken away for Evil Bob. I'm there for at least 20 minutes trying to figure out what kind of fish this cat wants.
20 minutes?
And then by the time I get back, the person is gone with my chisel.
Oh, your chisel. That's so in
one gold piece lost.
Yeah.
Those things are so rare, you know.
It took me so many times to get the fish right for him.
Didn't he just, like, tell you what kind?
Yeah, like, he wants a fish. You fish this fish for him, in my case. It came cooked out of the water, so you have to uncook it, and you have to get it from the right fishing spot.
Uncook it?
Yeah.
That random event was a lot harder than it is now in Shane's defense.
Yeah, it was.
I remember you used to give random experience, and the Pures were all pissed thinking they were going to get defense experience.
Oh, I love that back in the day. Now we're jumping forward to episode 95, the thing that we all love so much, my favorite clip from RSPNB Update.
So, what do you think of this rant?
I think I'm very disturbed by this man.
I can see wearing skirts, you know, because they're cheaper and all, I don't know about wearing, like, a dress or something, you know?
He wants to wear a princess outfit, for God's sake. There's something wrong with this man.
Hello, I want to be a princess.
Freak? Seriously?
I want to be a princess. That's the title of the show.
That was RSPNB Update 95.
That's nostalgia. You usually hear the bit in the middle. You rarely hear the bit side.
Yeah,
side
that's
of
right.
It
sounds a lot different when you hear the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like it's not me saying it.
Yeah.
Well, I have something to say about that. At first, with that episode, I think there was something that was edited out there, because I can see, when I look at the waveform, I can see a change in the tone. So I think you might have swore something first. Then I edited
sounds
it out.
Like something I do.
Yeah, so. That's that. That's Brant's clip that he'll be remembered by. So I asked Brant to put together a few of his favorite moments, so go ahead.
Okay, first off, my favorite moments on the update. I could only think of a couple of updates. I mean, my memory was stunningly poor. The first one I remember was when we had the mass staff recording.
That was the April Fool's show?
Yeah. When was that? That was before I was a host, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was April 2005, I believe.
Wasn't it like 34 or something like
that? Or no, 2006, 41.
41.
Yeah, there we go.
Episode 41. That was a good one. Episode 200 was good as well, which was the first time we heard Mike, and we also heard Mushroom.
No, that was 100.
That was 100. 100. Episode 100. First time we heard MQ and Mike. And the various clip shows, they've all been fun, I think, pretty much. Oh, when we did the Uncorked a year or two back, that was pretty...
That was a good one. Any others?
No, not for that category. Then we've got next category, favorite Shane moment. Again, this was difficult because I can't think of specific events. The ones that I could remember are sort of slightly happened last year. First off, the episode we recorded with Kelsey, whenever the hell that was. And Shane admitted that he had actually taken a dance class in high school. I find that hysterical. And the idea of Shane dancing in any capacity is pure comic gold. And then, obviously, the episode Cooler was on when we were... It was edited out. It was in the clip show, but we continued on for a good 15, 20 minutes about front-end, rear-end servers and, you know, the comedic bounty that innuendo
it was
is.
It's called back-end servers, by the way.
Yeah, but there's something to front-end as well, and we, you know, the front-end's where the user interaction takes place or something like that. Those are the main two I can think of. There have been a lot. Many I can't think of.
Okay, I'm going to go now with my favorite update and Brad moments, and we'll go back to you. Update moments, as you said, yeah, the clip show, definitely. And the mass recording there on episode 41, I actually put both those two in as well. But along there, I also put the one throughout all your little English woman impressions in there, you know? Come on. Like, you know what I mean, right?
No.
Yeah, like,
no.
Like, where you'd imitate me with an English woman accent or something?
Oh, yeah. Well, when I used to go like, "Hello, I'm Shane!"
Yeah, like that.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember doing that.
Then, of course, Sergey and Bradoff.
Yes, that was one.
And favorite Brad moment? I don't know. I think when me and you fooled everyone with our little April Fool's thing, you know?
The shame year. Was that fooled nobody.
It didn't fool the people we wanted to fool,
yeah,
you know?
It didn't fool the forum crowd. It fooled the update listeners who don't post on the forum. And they're like, "Is Brad not coming back?" So that was a bit of a misfire. But...
Yeah, and that's all I was able to get, so...
Favorite site moment for me? Now, I was a bit confused by this question. Does it just have to be about things that happened to the site, or can it be things that happened on the forum?
Forums.
Okay, well, there's actually one I can think of, which happened a long... It was a bit... Because remember, it was a bit of forum drama. And it happened when the design crew was closed. Do you remember this?
Woo!
Yes.
Basically, I remember being away that weekend. And I got back on Sunday, and there was this whole shitstorm brewing on the forums. Because Mike and Shane had closed the design crew. Because, let's face it, they did nothing collectively as a group. Plenty of good people in there, but collectively nothing just seemed to come out of it as a group. And Nate... who was, along with Poison, was one of the sort of the original heads of this.
Oh, Nate.
Kicking off on this thread. And he was basically blaming. He was saying it wasn't Mike and Shane's decision, that myself, Creepy, and MQ had sort of like talked them into and made them. Which is bullshit for the pure reason that if Shane and Mike really were listening to what and doing what I told them to do, they would have closed the design crew about 6 months earlier. Because I had been on it, Shane and Mike, to close it for ages, and they ignored me. And obviously, they evaluated and took decisions they saw fit. And basically, it was a big argument, and Nate made a massive ass out of himself. And that was fun, just because the level on which he tried to attack myself and Creepy and MQ was just so hysterical.
Yeah,
it's just memorable. And then there's also things like when the sandbox was removed, which was more recent. People kicked up shit like that. Even though I think a lot of people used the sandbox perfectly fine, and those are the people I sort of felt bad for. But you know, the few spoil it for the majority, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Far too many using it. I sort of, the forums, although I sort of said in one of the earlier questions, there were sort of a couple of times it got to me, more than not, I enjoyed the drama and I enjoyed the sort of the politics of it all. I thought it was very, very fun at times. I'm sorry.
Really? You didn't let that on. I wish you would have.
What, that I enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Well, was that possibly because I was so angry all the time?
Yeah, I think so. Anyways, anything else on that one?
No, nothing on that one.
Okay. My favorite site one would have had to have been our April Fool's thing that we did. You remember when your picture appeared at the top of the forum?
That was a good one. That was like, you know, when you see that picture and, like, you know, just this fear runs through you. It's indescribable.
All your little MSN signatures throughout the years, you know?
What, quotes of what people said?
Yeah, quotes of little MSN things, me or other people.
Yeah, that was... I used to do that a lot, yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, there's always the mod convos and stuff. Remember that 8-hour one we had once? We still haven't broke that record.
No, 8 hours is the max. It was like 8 hours of constant talking.
Yeah. And some people even left and then came back to it.
So, yeah.
We need to wake Tricky up really early one morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's about it. RuneScape moment?
I couldn't think... At first I sort of was thinking this sort of update-centrically, but I thought, no, that's an extremely boring way to do it. So probably that Christmas party we had in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah, where we were going to do one of those again, but I don't know why we didn't.
Pika was there, and we sort of gave presents, and then King Kolo, who was still free to play at the time, and then we all went over to free to play to see him, and we exchanged gifts, and it was all very nice.
Yeah.
And probably when I got 99 fishing. That's the other one. Okay.
For me, it would have to be the Christmas 2005 party again, and those large walks we would take through members just to start following someone and end up on the other side of the world, you know? Back in the Chrysala days. And our little joke that we played on that poor unsuspecting guy when we were both going...
Oh, that one. That's a classic.
Tell people in case they don't remember.
Well, basically, Shane was training magic. You were training to 85, weren't you, at the time?
I think so, yeah.
Using Crumble and Dead under the...
85?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
You got pretty high.
Using Crumble Undead on the zombies under Yennefer Mage Guild. And I decided to go down there and sort of train magic with him. And there was a Pure down there. And I sort of had this idea that we would convince this Pure... It sounded really dumb, but it was hilarious at the time. That we would convince this Pure that Shane had been hacked and lost all his stuff and that the hacker had got him muted. And so first off, this guy wasn't believing it. Because the funny thing was, Chain had talked in the public chat about 5 minutes earlier, so this guy... eventually, I managed to convince this guy that he had been muted, and this guy sort of was, like, laughing about it and mocking Shane. And then I think Shane talked, and we sort of, like, ha-ha, it was a joke. And then the guy went away and came back with telly other runes and tried to telly other me somewhere. that was it. But obviously, it doesn't sound very funny saying it, but just...
Then, but it was so funny when we were there. So, yeah. Yeah, I think that's it for that. So, I just got a few things I'm going to say. It's 2009 now. And we first...
No, it's not.
I mean, 2010. Eeks. You first joined the forum team. Yes.
2010.
You first joined the forums in February 2005. You were 14. You were young. But there's just something about you that drove me to choose you for the co-hosting job. I don't know whether it was your British Conservative Party membership. Do you still have that?
Yes, I do.
Or your old adventures playing the saxophone.
Which I barely did.
Anyways, so it basically started off all there in a friendship crew, and then you became a co-host, then an admin. And then we used this friendship to do the RuneScape podcast and Informer and everything else like that, and basically create what it is now. And then basically what I'm going to say right now is that in order to keep a bit of you in each RSPNB update episode, I know I've already mentioned this to you, the next RuneScape project that I undertake will be 99 Fishing and 99 Cooking, appropriately titled Project Brad. So, That's pretty much all I have to say. Chief, do you have anything to say?
I said I was going to say something. I haven't got anything prepared. I'm not but no, it is an honor to become the next RSBNB update co-host. But it is obviously sad to see you go, Brad, and it's going to be difficult to take your place. So yeah, thank you for all you've done over the years.
You're more than welcome.
That's about it.
Yeah, even for general RSBNB things, all the input you've given to myself.
Yeah,
itself,
not only RSBNB update. That's kind of sad that I only mentioned that. But yeah, for everything on the forums and yep.
Firstly, I want to say it's been a great privilege to be the co-host of RSBNB Update for as long as I have. It feels like I've been doing this for an absolute eternity, and it's so deeply ingrained itself into my weekly routine that it would be very strange to no longer be impatiently waiting for Shane to get ready at 9 o'clock on a Thursday night. I look back 3.5 years and see how much I've changed and how many struggles and triumphs I've endured as a person, and how RSBNB Update has run parallel to that, and ending this chapter of my life is hugely emotional for me. When I was struggling, as I have done in these past few years, I always found recording this podcast a very calming and cathartic exercise, almost a therapy of sorts. I was detached from the idea of an audience, of being listened to, and I think this allowed me to talk freely and openly about all sorts of things, a thing I think we as people do all too rarely in our everyday lives. And I've no doubt this helped me immensely in dealing with my personal problems. The feedback and compliments I received from listeners was a great boost. To know that something you are doing is being received in a positive way by so many people is motivation enough to keep doing it for as long as you can. And more than that, it cheered me up whenever other things were making me feel miserable. So I give my unequivocal thanks to the people who complimented the show over the years. Your kind words were and always will be greatly appreciated. But I'm also grateful to anybody who ever listened. I always felt strangely humbled that anybody would spend an hour or so a week of their time to listen to, in part, what I had to say about things. And if any of you wish to contact me in the future, I will get Shane to post my email address, and I will do my best to reply to any messages that are sent to me. I think it also goes without saying I need to thank Shane, mainly for putting up with me. He took all my humor and digs at him with remarkable good grace and humor, a thing I'm not sure I could have done if the roles were reversed. And I also greatly enjoyed our political joust and think, as I said earlier, that in spite of our few superficial differences, we have many underlying similarities. And I also apologized to him for the times in the past where I may have lost my temper and overstepped the mark with my words, as I'm sure there were many. I wish him luck with this. I wish him and this podcast the best of luck in the future, although I know neither of them will need luck to succeed. Finally, I would like to pay tribute to my replacement Chief Snake, Brad number 2. I know he will do a brilliant job as co-host and will provide you all with hours and hours of humor and insightful comments. He is, in my mind, the ideal replacement for me, and I'm grateful to him for agreeing to give up his time to do this. Finally, I wish once again to thank all of you for listening and wish you all the best of health and success in whatever ventures you choose to pursue in your lives. But remember, success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. If you love what you are doing, you will be successful. Thank you.
Hello, I want to be a princess.